welcome to another Plug in America podcast. I'm your host, Kate Baker, and today we're talking with Ron Freund, a member of the steering committee of Plug in America. Welcome, Ron.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's good to talk to you, Ron. Say, I know you're associated with the Electric Auto Association, and I was on their website, and I noticed that their logo is exactly the same as the logo for Plug in America, and that makes me assume there's some kind of relationship between these two organizations. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. Plug in America is using our logo under license, and this is basically how that happened. Let's start with some background on the EAA. The Electric Auto Association is a 40-year-old nonprofit organization. We've got members that include EV drivers, wannabe EV drivers, experimenters, researchers, etc. And some of these people have real hands-on bent toward things. We promote awareness of alternatives to petroleum propulsion through our demonstrations and through education. We have 50 chapters in all but one state in the U.S. and 10 different foreign countries. So, Don'tCrush.com was formed as a spin-off, basically, of our San Francisco Electric Vehicle Association chapter with the help of Greenpeace, NRAN, and Global Exchange. They created something called Jumpstart Ford. And they convinced Ford not to destroy their little Norwegian-built Think City, but instead to send it back to Norway to waiting buyers. And the Ford Ranger pickup truck was also saved, and the Lacys were allowed to purchase them. And that was a major about-face for Ford from their previous stance. And similarly, then came the GM EV1 crushing down in Arizona in December of 2004, which was pretty terrible.
What was it that was so terrible about this?
Oh, it was just really disgusting. It brought tears to my eyes seeing the GM's vehicles stacked like cordwood in a junkyard waiting to be recycled. They had been crushed in a flat, just stacked up there. It's pretty apparent that General Motors was getting rid of the evidence. Burbank vigil began where there were 78 remaining cars being stored down in a General Motors facility there, and that was the subject of the movie Who Killed the Electric Car. Mm-hmm. So what happened is Don'tCrush.com morphed its name to Plug in America, and their grassroots activism turned toward Toyota, who was also caught on video sending some of their RAV4s to a rebar manufacturer down in Rancho Cucamonga. So Don'tCrush was formed by EA board member Mark Geller and various others. They've become a special interest group with a unique purpose. And other special interest groups like this would be Felix Kramer's CalCars.org, and they're in a similar situation. The Electric Auto Association provided Felix with special assistance early on, and we really felt that the EAA had to move beyond the perception that electric vehicles were a failed experiment after the demise of the California Air Resources Board ZEV mandate in the spring of 2003.
Well, Ron, how did you get interested in electric cars to begin with?
Well, ever since I was a kid, I've been enamored with electric anything. With the advent of the internet in 1993, I started viewing photos and project reports of converted internal combustion engine cars and talking with various converters. And at that time, the state-of-the-art for high-power electronics was pretty well on its way to being usable in cars, but the battery technology was still lagging. But with a growing popularity of cell phones, laptops, iPods, and other portable devices, users have demanded better, longer-lived batteries. Market demand has just basically been driving things. And since 1999, happily, we've seen a steady increase in capacity, about 8% per year, in the nickel metal hydride batteries. And nowadays, lithium chemistry seems to be king, which is a welcome sight. I started driving electrics about 11 years ago, and I figured that with an electric vehicle, the probability of being able to repair my own car grows, whereas it's a lessening ability with an internal combustion engine today.
Mm. So when you're not fixing your own car, what are you personally working on right now?
Well, much of my spare time is spent producing the EA newsletter called Current Events. Otherwise, I repair various electric vehicle charging stations that have been removed from public use as a result of vandalism and other failures. But we don't have test fixtures, we don't have parts, and we don't have diagrams available, so given the proprietary nature of those designs, that's tricky at best.
Sounds challenging. What would you say that we as consumers can expect to see in the near future?
I'd say in the next 2 years we'll have a lot of announcements. Tesla Motors will ramp up their production, and perhaps we'll see a Chinese entry arrive for the U.S. market as a pure battery electric vehicle. After that, after 2 years out, I'm hoping that General Motors will produce tens of thousands of their Volt, the range extension. I also expect delivery from Mitsubishi, Subaru, and Nissan. Others may release plug-in hybrid vehicles to get on that bandwagon. Plug-in hybrid vehicles are considered like a small stepping stone to move the technology forward. Most of them are sold in California, but I think penetration nationwide is beginning to ramp up. So Honda is going to approach that market again next year with a new entry. And, you know, beyond 2 years, my crystal ball gets pretty fuzzy. Let me state that the first company with a 4 to 5 passenger four-door highway-capable EV is going to just open the floodgates and absorb the biggest chunk of the market. And the GM EV1 was only for 2 passengers, and that limited its market except someone. Somebody's going to jump in. In general, manufacturers don't pre-announce their new products too far in advance for fear of impacting their present sales. So this first arrival may be an independent automaker. We're not really sure. It may not necessarily be a well-known producer. But one thing for sure is that the right battery technology is here in spite of what you need otherwise.
Well, thank you for those words of hope, Ron, and thank you for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks.
This has been a Plug in America podcast. For more information on this and other topics, visit our website at pluginamerica.org. This edition of the Plug in America podcast was produced by Kate Baker and edited by Joseph Fuentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug in America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.